Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you, beautiful family, for another day of knowing you, experiencing you, and walking in your footsteps as Brother Paul did, and being encouraged by his letters to stay in the right design and in the way, the truth, and the life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 9, verse 1 to 7. And don't tell me that I have no authority to write like this. I'm perfectly free to do this. Isn't that obvious? Haven't I been given a job to do? Wasn't I commissioned to do this work in a face-to-face meeting with Jesus, our Master? Aren't you yourselves proof of the good work that I've done for the Master? Even if no one else admits the authority of my commission, you can't deny it. Why? My work with you is living proof of my authority. I'm not shy in standing up to my critics. We, who are on missionary assignments for God, have a right to decent accommodation, and we have a right to support for us and our families. You don't seem to have raised questions with the other apostles and our Master's brothers and Peter in these matters. So, why me? It's just Barnabas and I who have to go it alone and pay our own way? Are soldiers self-employed? Are gardeners forbidden to eat vegetables from their own gardens? Don't dairy farmers get to drink their fill from the pail?
Hallelujah. Now see what Paul is saying here. You know, he's met the Lord, you know, and that is a turning point. He met the Lord, and the Lord took hold of him. And from that moment on, his life went in a new direction. And that's exactly the same for each and every one of us. When we became new creations, we stay beholding the new on a daily basis. And in whatever circumstances, we look to the Lord, because he's the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's the model that has been revealed to us. In the fullness of time, God sent his Son. So the fullness of time came when Jesus was revealed. This is my Son, whom I'm well pleased. And we all find ourselves in him. In him, we've got a place. In him, we have got ministry. In him, we have got love. And so that's what Paul is pointing out. And he stayed in the light as the Lord gave him light. And many of these people he's writing to, he's actually planted the seeds and watered it, and God has given the increase. So the proof of his apostleship, the proof of his calling is evident, but yet he's not treated the same or respected the same. So he's not trying to wiggle his way into their lives. He's wanting to point out the authenticity, the reality of the goodness of God upon his life, and also so that they can, like he points out in many of his letters, imitate me as a beloved child of God. So he's, just as Jesus says, as my Father has sent me, so I send you, Paul could say in the same way, as Jesus, as the Father, as the Holy Spirit has sent me, so I send you. So he's wanting to keep the brothers and the sisters, the family, the called out ones, in the right line of dedication and sacrificial life. And I love it in his own words. We can see where he gets his strength from. He says, work out your own salvation. And then knowing salvation is a gift from God, and salvation is Jesus's name, is salvation. So salvation is walking in the footsteps of Jesus, with Jesus. And so we could go say to them, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because this almighty God, this mighty Savior that is the model, and we all find our lives in him, is working in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure, the Father's good pleasure, the Godhead's good pleasure. And so when we hold to the words of life, the truth, the light, that he has inspired us in the past and he's inspiring us with every day, we are staying good models. We are staying light, and we are staying being the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. As I go on there in Philippians, and that he says, and then you shine like lights in this corrupt and deceived people. People are caught up with the line that steals, kills, and destroys. So this is why it's so important that we keep in step with the Lord who's come to give life and life in abundance through the gift of the Holy Spirit, empowering us into the amazing love that God has got for each and every one of us. Be blessed, arise and shine, because you are blessed to arise and shine and be a unique fragrance in this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.